Well, those young guys are hungry, man. They got a lot of fight in them. You know, they out there just putting it all out on the line. And, you know, I tell you what, we got great leaders in this locker room. And, you know, we lead by example, and those guys definitely following and doing great for us.
And how good does it make you feel? I mean, you've been out for a while, the longest you've ever been out in your career with an injury. But to see the team still having some success and know that when you come back, you guys haven't dug a big hole for yourselves.
Oh, that's special, because I definitely want to be out there when we clinch this division. So, you know, I'll be out there this week one way or another. So, I mean, I'm glad to be back and, you know, full strength pretty much. And, you know, hopefully we can pick up where we left off this week.
Did you test yourself out before the last game?
Yeah, I've been testing myself about 2 weeks now, you know, and this is probably the best I've felt in 2 weeks.
And so you say you're going to go next week?
I'm saying I'm going. Unless something else happens, I'll be out there.
Yeah, you've been around for a long time. How do you explain you guys losing to the Raiders but beating the Jets? And not just losing, but getting blown out by the Raiders and then blowing out the Jets.
Well, like I said earlier, I think sometimes a young team, I hate to say it, but you play according to your opponent. Sometimes it's as if when everyone is saying we can't win, we get that extra motivation to prove people wrong. But teams that we're supposed to beat, sometimes we have a letdown. And like our coach always says, that the biggest opponent is ourselves. And this week against Kansas City, hopefully we can't have a letdown against them, because they proved the first time around that they can do a good job of beating us. So I think that the mindset has to be that every game is important, every game is pivotal, and hopefully we can carry it on into Kansas City.
Okay. So you guys go out and just have an incredible day on offense, a polar opposite of what happened with the Raiders. How do you explain that?
You know what? I don't know. You know, it really just comes down to executing and making plays. And, you know, when we get things rolling, it seems like, you know, we just keep it going. And guys will just step up and make plays. And when it's not going good, you know, we have turnovers and drop balls and a lot of things like that. And the offense is just an average offense. So it's just going out there and executing the game plan.
When you watch your defense out there and different guys getting injured every play, it seems like, but no matter who's in there, young, rookie, backup, some guy you just signed 2 weeks ago, they're making plays. How excited are you about that?
I mean, it's real exciting, you know, to see the young guys get in, you know, get some playing time, and not only get some playing time, but make some plays and make a name for themselves.
Are you shocked that they were able to do that to Brett Favre and the Jets?
You know, not really, you know, because they work hard in practice, you know, and the coaches are doing a good job of getting them prepared, knowing their assignments, and, you know, they executed on Sunday. All
right. Daniel, how do you take that us against the world mentality to the Invesco Field now?
You know, we have to start at practice this week. You know, we're going to have to know that we have to win here at home. We're going to get real crucial, especially here in December when it gets cold. You know, we can't let, you know, these games get away when we're here at home. We got to play much better.